credibility of his accuser.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Let's get a second track with...
Good morning, this is Aaliyah and Anastasia with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland is predicted to become the most heavily armed state in Australia after declaring that they will not be a part of the gun buyback scheme. The state currently has 1.14 million firearms, while New South Wales has 1.16 million. The national buyback collapsed after New South Wales became the only state that was set to participate in the scheme. The buyback will result in 50,000 NSW license holders required to surrender their firearms by November 2nd, as well as a limit of a maximum of 4 guns per license. Tim Nichols, Queensland Health Minister, commented that the Crisafulli government did not believe in the effectiveness of the scheme, saying, quote, "I'm comfortable that we are focused on making sure that guns don't get into hands of criminals and terrorists and people who don't abide by the law," end quote.
In more local news, Brisbane Airport is expanding its international connections, with Malaysian Airlines set to introduce daily flights to Kuala Lumpur from October. The airline will increase services from 5 to 6 a week before moving to daily flights from October 25, using its new Airbus A33neo. The route allows for onward connections to destinations across Asia and Europe. Brisbane Airport Executive General Manager of Aviation, Ryan Booth, says the decision provides more choice for travellers and, quote, "makes it even easier for visitors to access Brisbane and explore everything Queensland has to offer," end quote.
In national news, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, or ASIC, has reported a surge in AI deepfake scams, often involving the impersonation of celebrities, politicians, and other trusted public figures. A recent report said the corporate watchdog had removed 19,400 AI-related scams in the past 12 months, which is a 182% increase on the previous year. ASIC Chair Sarah Court stated, quote, "We think that social media companies have a lot to answer for in relation to scams, and that advancements in AI are making such scams much harder to detect." Regarding suspected AI scams on social media, Court urges Australians to, quote, "look at it very carefully, take your time over it, and still not be able to ascertain if it's a fake or not," end quote.
In more national news, Mandela Foods, Margaret River Dairy Company, and the Cheeky Cow are put into liquidation this month after director Hayden Russell faces investigations by liquidators at McKay Goodwin. Mr. Russell put forward a deed of company arrangement earlier this month to restructure the companies, however it had been terminated as a result of the non-compliance with terms of the deal. Former employee Marie Wall says she was still owed around $10,000 of unpaid annual leave and superannuation. Dairy farmer and milk supplier Phil Hall says he's still owed thousands of dollars by Mandela Foods.
In international news, Indonesia celebrates 81 years of independence and sorrow today as it deals with the aftermath of Saturday's powerful earthquake. Authorities say the magnitude 7.7 earthquake in Flores Island has killed at least 53 people, injured 135, and forced around 5,000 people to flee their homes. The quake damaged nearly 450 houses and at least 167 public facilities. More than 900 homes were destroyed. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese extended his deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of those who have lost their lives. Mr. Albanese says no Australians are indicated to be affected, but authorities continue to make inquiries.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.